Alpine is the jewel of the county. Sure, we have a county that's one of the poorest in the country, in the state. But this town is one of the gems of the state. We have to protect it, or we're going to lose it. And I ask, we're trying to play catch up, and we are working with the Arizona Department of Water Resources. We are working with a hydrologist. We are working somebody that's unbiased to Mr. Gomez, to me, to all these influences, because we want to make sure we don't hurt Mr. Gomez as well as the rest of the community.
Mr. Chairman, real quickly.
Yes, sir.
Who's we?
Myself, Dan Hansing, who used to run the water district. He oversees 4 of the 7 large well communities in Alpine. He was supposed to be here today, but one of the wells tested positive for E. coli. He's taking water samples up to the Holbrook State site to have it tested so he can keep that well service open. And he has to do that within a 24-hour period, or they're shut down until we can get a good test and show that they can reopen. I mean, I've been a public servant for over 40 years. Mr. Miranda, I know, was a public servant. We're not doing this to be in a fight with Mr. Gomez. He's a successful, I know that he's come up from nothing to be a millionaire because he's worked hard all of his damn life. All we're asking is for time to make sure our infrastructure can keep up with this kind of growth. Heck, you can't get an internet line in Alpine unless you get on a list, because we have no more servicing in Alpine for more internet service.
Mr. Gonzalez, do you have any of the written documentation from the water company?
I don't.
That they will not supply him?
Well, all I can tell you is they're postponing hooking him up.
You have that documentation?
He's right there. Ask him. He's the chairman of the board of directors. You don't need me. You can ask him.
I can tell you that Mr. Gomez's property is on the agenda for the last Thursday of October to consider that connection.
And it would take a year to complete your study to see whether it can do it.
Like I said, we haven't even started that study. We're relying on a 1982 hydrology report, and we're relying on the experience and the knowledge of our personnel.
Well, what I can tell you about me is I ran a co-op water service in Vail, Arizona for 10 years. You can't do a water study in 30 days. You may not know that, but I know that. And I know Mr. Gomez is doing a hydrology study, and he's been working on it for at least 3 months, and his guy's gone for another 30 days. So if you want one done, you're not going to get yours done before Christmas either. Yeah. So all we're asking as a community, this thing's been, I get worked up about this. Water is the lifeblood of Arizona.
Right.
It's no different in any city. And you know what? This water district that these guys work at, this is the main one in Alpine. If we cripple this water service, you're hurting the town. You're hurting the town. And all we're asking for is a little bit of time. And as Mr. Freeman said, if you push this permit too fast, too soon, without the answers you need to know, as the issuing authority on this permit, you could be making an infrastructure mistake. And all we're asking is give us time. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Just before you sit down, Frank, anybody have any other questions for Mr. Gonzalez?
Thank you so much for your time.
Again,
real briefly. So if you were to summarize for the commission issues that need to be resolved, right, so that the commission's knowledgeable of
Yes,
that,
sir.
You'd say that there needed to be a report, current report, on the availability of water being able to be supplied currently with current data from the water company. Is that right? Is that a concise?
Well, the water company has already acknowledged that they can service the park. We have that in writing, number one.
Without a water study.
What Mr. Gonzalez is saying, that we need to look at the whole valley. We need to look at